El Cajon Rental Spotlight, Granite Hills. First, the neighborhood. Granite Hills in El Cajon is a genuinely solid pick. Crime mapping sites put total crime at roughly 697 per 100,000 residents, about 67% below the national average. Violent crime is estimated around 132 per 100,000, roughly 63% below the national average, and dramatically lower than El Cajon's citywide rate of 434. That's a meaningful difference. The vibe is quiet and suburban, larger lots, single-family homes, a semi-rural feel without being remote. You've still got retail along Jamacha Road and schools nearby. Who lives here? Roughly 4,020 residents, a mix of families and working professionals, mid-income, median age on the higher side. Residents give it solid marks for quiet streets and low crime. Gripes are real but mild, limited nightlife, you're driving for most errands, and occasional property crimes get mentioned. Overall, it consistently rates better than most of El Cajon. Now the rent picture. Zillow puts El Cajon's typical rent at $2,277 per month, flat at 0.0% year over year as of June 2026. Rent has basically plateaued here. Realtor.com doesn't publish rent data for El Cajon specifically, so Zillow's number is our best citywide anchor. Here are real live listings from RentCast, and we're leading with houses because the goal is a two-bedroom, two-bath with a garage for that classic truck. 514 Shady Lane, Unit A in 92021, $2,395 a month, two-bed, two-bath, roughly 1,088 square feet. That's a single-family home, just above Zillow's typical, and worth a call first. 15420 Old Highway 80, space 187, $3,200 a month, two-bed, two-bath, 1,280 square feet. More space, higher price, but a house. 115-11 Fury Lane, Unit 28 in 92019, $2,695 a month, two-bed, two-bath, 852 square feet, compact, but a house. 3231 Dehesa Road, Unit 40 in 92019, $3,000 a month, two-bed, two-bath, 1,371 square feet, the biggest footprint of the bunch. Verify garage and in-unit laundry on each. Ask specifically. No house fits your timing? Two solid apartment fallbacks in the area. Alta Apartments at 346 Jamacha Road. Rated 4.6 out of 5 stars from 78 Google reviews. That's legitimately good. Rancho de la Luna at 478 Van Houten Avenue. Rated 4.4 out of 5 from 30 reviews. Both on screen now. Tap to see current availability and photos.